City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products and River Bend Home. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the program. Do you got a project that you'd like to get done? Well, we're here to help you do just that. Just pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT with your how-to questions, or post them any time of the day or night at moneypit.com. If you got something you want to get done before the holidays arrive, give us a chance to help. The number again, 888-666-3974. We're sort of your how-to coaches. We're your DIY guides. If we don't think you should do it yourself, we'll tell you to get somebody to help, but we'll tell you how to do it so it gets done once, gets done right, and you don't have to do it again. Because let's face it, we've all got some level of Money Pit to us. It is a term of endearment. It's something that we love. It's something that we live in. It's something that we enjoy every day, and we're going to help you take care of it. Coming up on today's show, fall may not be the season for planting a new garden, but hey, it's definitely the season for planting new trees and bushes, and that's a project that I'm actually getting ready to take on because I'm giving up trying to keep the deer away from the apparently very tasty bushes that we have now.
Oh, they love it, and the best is that they'll only eat up to a certain part, which they can't reach, so then your trees all end up looking like these weird lollipops.
I have a lollipop holly tree. I'm thinking that maybe I could decorate it for the holidays. No, actually, we have a hedge line that was a Manhattan euonymus. That's a green euonymus bush. And it looked good, you know, for the first couple of years. But, man, the deer really have attacked it. So I'm switching out to the very deer-resistant green giant arborvitae. I just got a shipment of beautiful, healthy, and most importantly, deer-proof green giant arborvitaes from fastgrowingtrees.com. And I really can't wait to get them planted. I'm going to share the details of the project and a promo code that you guys can use for a big discount, and some other fall landscaping ideas perfect for the cooler weather.
And also ahead, do cracks in the walls on your home mean that you're headed toward an expensive repair? Well, not usually. Now, cracks in walls or around the doors and windows rarely mean an expensive fix is ahead, but getting those cracks fixed so they don't happen again does take a few tricks to the trade. We're going to share those in just a bit.
Plus, as the chilly drafts start to find their way into your home, did you know that one type of window covering can actually help you warm up your windows? We'll talk you through that toasty option.
And we're really excited today to launch a new sweepstakes with the folks at riverbendhome.com. It's called the riverbendhome.com Beautiful Bath Giveaway, and we're giving away $3,500 in bath products from brands like American Standard and Growy. It's all available at riverbendhome.com. Check out the giveaway at moneypit.com/giveaway.
But first, we'd really like to hear from you. What are your fall project plans? Call the show right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. You'll get the answer. Plus, we've got a set of 6-inch, 12-inch, and 24-inch steel bar clamps from Pony Jorgensen to give away to one listener drawn at random. They're perfect for DIYers, crafters, and pros alike. So give us a call right now. Let's get started. 888-666-3974.
Sherry and George is on the line and dealing with a basement crack in the wall. Tell us what's going on. Is it in cinder block? Is it in your foundation wall? Where do you see this?
It's in the wall of the foundation. It's poured cement. And just recently I noticed that there is a, not a straight, but kind of a curved crack. And it looks like maybe a little bit of, like, dust or water has come through it.
Okay, Sherry, is it a vertical crack or is it a horizontal crack?
Kind of vertical, but it kind of curves.
Okay. And it's a poured concrete foundation, so has the crack always been there or is it something that's very recent?
It's not actually in the floor. It's in the wall. It's actually a basement wall, and yes, it's poured.
Right. Is it always been there or is it something that just recently popped up?
I think it's pretty recent. I don't remember seeing it before.
Well, cracks in foundation walls are really pretty typical, and that includes poured concrete walls, poured foundation walls. So what I would do is not panic. If it's a minor crack like that, I would simply seal it with a masonry caulk or a silicone caulk, and all you're doing is really keeping the water from the outside ground from kind of leaking back through the wall. But a minor crack like that is generally caused by a little bit of shift in the foundation, perhaps some settlement or some shrinkage in the wall itself. So we're talking about a hairline crack here, I presume?
Yeah, it's very, very thin, but it looks like something has seeped through it, and I guess that's what worried me the most.
Right, it might be water, and what happens if you get groundwater that gets through and then it evaporates, it leaves its mineral salts behind, and that might be the dust that you're seeing. It's sort of like a whitish-grayish dust, and that's the minerals in the water when it leaks through and then evaporates. So just sweep that out before you put the caulk in, and I think that's all you need to do right now.
Well, thank you for the advice. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Sherry, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Rick in Pennsylvania who needs some help getting candle wax out of a wood deck. So was it an awesome party?
No, it was just a silly mistake. I was actually carrying a citronella candle, and I dropped it, and it splashed back on myself and the deck.
Well, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was like a couple weeks ago. I wasn't. Wax all over me in my eyes. It was not pleasant.
Oh man.
That was a mess.
Yeah.
All right, so it splashed all over the wood deck. It's soaking into the wood, I presume?
Yeah, I scraped off what I could, but a lot of it did go into the deck. It's a brand-new deck, mm-hmm. and I did not seal it or stain it or anything. I was letting the wood dry.
Well, there is a trick of the trade for pulling wax out of wood that you could give a shot.
Pulling wax out of anything.
Really, anything,
wax,
yeah.
Wax on fabric, a tablecloth, on your clothing. This is the way to get rid of it.
Okay.
So what you're going to want to do is get a clothes iron and a paper bag, and you put the paper bag over the deck, and then you put the hot iron on top of the paper bag.
No steam, just a hot iron.
Just a hot iron. And what it does is it melts the wax, and it soaks up into the paper bag.
Yeah, somehow it magically, like, sticks to the paper bag, but not to anything else.
Sort of blots up, yeah. But just make sure it's a paper bag and not a plastic bag, or you'll get the opposite result.
Right, right.
You'll be going for a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can be a grocery store bag, or, like, a lunch sack, or a shopping bag, like any kind of brown bag.
Okay, and just melt it. I mean, it'll suck right up into the bag. All right.
Now, I suspect that once you do that and you wait another season or so before you're ready to stain or treat the deck, I would just wire brush that area right over where the wax soaked in before you stain. And I think it'll just go right in there. I don't think it's going to block the stain. Those two tricks will help, okay?
I was kind of worried about that. But, yeah, well, great. I appreciate you guys helping me out.
You're welcome, Rick. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
What are you guys working on, and how can we help you stay nice and cozy and all autumny and get your house ready for all the holiday guests that are going to be showing up soon? Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT with your questions.
Well, 20 years ago, I planted a line of bushes between the road and our yard, and the deer have been thanking me ever since. And that's why we've decided to tear up the old bushes and plant a new line of trees that are perfect for privacy and rapid growth, and they are virtually 100% deer-proof. We'll share those details next.
You live in a money pit.
This is Damon John from ABC Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Good homes, better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know there's a project you'd like to get done, inside or out. We love to call fall the Goldilocks season because it's not too hot, it's not too cold. You can pretty much work on any space that needs doing around your house, inside or out, and we are here to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Well, you know, fall is a great time to refresh your bathroom or kitchen. With the holidays coming and people spending even more time at home, investing in those hard-working rooms in the house really makes sense.
Yep, and that's one reason we are excited to announce a new sweepstakes today with RiverbendHome.com. It's called the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes, and RiverbendHome.com is partnered with some great brands, American Standard and Growy, to provide $3,500 worth of bath products, including some really beautiful fixtures, faucets, and lots more.
Now, when you're making a beautiful bathroom in your home, it's really got to do a bunch of things. It's got to match your needs and any sort of safety and efficiency and sustainability goals you might want to have in the space, but it also has to be beautiful and match your design style, and Riverbend Home can help. Whether it's a quick bathroom DIY update or an investment in a luxury bath makeover, American Standard and Growy have quality products for every style and price range.
So enter the Riverbend Home Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can even share your entry with your friends on social to earn even more bonus entries. Again, that's moneypit.com/sweepstakes to enter.
Now we've got Elizabeth in Idaho who's dealing with some siding that's coming apart. Tell us about it.
I have a 1970 built house, and with composite siding on the entire house, but on the west side, where it gets most of the weather, the heat and the rain and wind and so forth, the horizontal siding has split where the siding joins themselves and is spread open as much as a quarter to a half of an inch.
Is it just in one area or is it all over the place?
It's mostly on the west side of the house that gets the brunt of the weather.
Okay, so many places it's coming apart or just a couple of
places?
Quite a few.
I'd say 10 places on the back of the house.
I would caulk the seams. If it's quarter to a half inch, I would caulk it. I would get caulk that's colored to match the siding, and I would apply a bead of caulk, because the other thing to do, of course, is to put new siding in. You would have to cut out the old siding and overlap that space and then paint it, and it's a really big project. So I would caulk it and call it a day.
Okay. We have tried that, and we've used a product. Is it okay if I say the name of the product?
Sure.
It's DAP, D-A-P, and we've used DAP Dynaflex 230, and we've also tried DAP Alex Plus. And after we put that in, we went out to look at it after about 2 or 3 days, and then that area has just gone concave, so it's just sunk into the siding, so it leaves a big concave area where it was once just a crack. Now, can we put something over that? Should we just keep putting layers on?
I think there's a misunderstanding with what you're trying to accomplish here, okay? What we want to do is keep the moisture from getting in there. And when you caulk, yes, it is going to dry and it's going to shrink and actually sort of fill in very tightly any gap that you have there. You're not using a wood filler, okay? You're using a caulk. And so I would not worry about small concave gaps like that in between the caulk. That's what I would expect it to do. Doing that, if you want to paint it over so it's all the same color, you know, you can probably blend it in more. But that is exactly what it should be doing.
All right. Well, it's just kind of unsightly where it comes together. It's just a big, you know, concave area, but it looks better than the crack. So
let's hope that's the biggest problem you ever have with your house, okay?
I hope so.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. So, Leslie, as you know, I have a very old house. It's about 130 years old. And when Sue and I bought the house, you know, way back, I don't know, 25 years ago or so, a few years into that, we planted a line of bushes. We planted Manhattan euonymus bushes. We wanted them to kind of grow thick and give us a little bit of separation from the road. And apparently, ever since then, I've been feeding deer more than getting beautiful bushes. My deer around our yard just love the leaves on these bushes. And I've put on, you know, deer-resistant spray. And I've tried old tricks of the trade, like Irish Spring soap hanging from the branches. And, you know, look, some of it works for a little while. Some of it doesn't work at all. But the deer just keep coming. So we decided that this was the year, this fall, right now, we are going to basically cry uncle and cut everything out and replace it all with deer-resistant shrubs. So I went to fastgrowingtrees.com, which is a site I recently learned about. They're actually the world's largest online nursery, and they are amazing. They have every conceivable variety of tree or shrub you can imagine. They've got shade trees. They've got beautiful bushes. They've got fruit trees, an amazing amount, and they ship them right to your door in just a couple of days. So we ordered Green Giant arborvitaes because they're deer-proof. And I found not one variety, but three of them. They have different sizes of these arborvitaes, and the whole order came within just 2-3 days, something like that. It wasn't long at all, and we are now in the process of getting those planted. So happy with the site. I asked them if I could tell you guys about it, and they agreed and offered us a promo code if you'd like to use it for some trees or shrubs around your house. So to get the promo, you just go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit, and they'll give you 10% off. Their prices are already low, so this is a really great deal. That promo code is simply fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. It will automatically take an additional 10% off. Check it out and let us know what you think.
Laura is up next with a lot of erosion going on at her money pit. Tell us what's going on.
Our yard slopes downward from the front to the back, probably close to, well, it's pretty good angle. I don't necessarily know that it's 45 degrees. But when we have a hard rain, the rain comes off of the roadway and just like a river flows down the back to the back corner of the house.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're seeing trees, like the roots, I mean, real bad erosion. And I was wondering, what's the best type of, I guess, I don't know, like a retaining type wall? Or is a flower bed, you know, like a large flower bed, something to stop the flowing? Or just like a natural, like if we put bushes down, what's the best, would you suggest to help that erosion to stop?
Well, the best thing to do is to interrupt that flow by catching the runoff and running it around the house. And an easy way to do that is with something called a curtain drain. Now, a curtain drain is dug into that sloped area at some point, and I can't tell you where. It depends on how the soil is sloped and shaped that makes the most sense. But basically, think of it this way. It's a trench that you would dig in front of the house where all the water is collecting, and that trench, in it you would lay a perforated pipe. And the idea is that the trench has about 4 inches of stone, then it's got a pipe. Stone continues to move up around the pipe, and then a little more stone on top, and you put a piece of filter cloth, and then you landscape over it or put dirt and grass over it so you don't see it when it's done. But conceptually, the water shoots down the hill, falls into that invisible trench now, fills up the pipe, and then runs out the other end of the pipe, the low end of the pipe, somewhere to daylight. So to do this, you need to be able to get the pipe in place and then have the end of it run out somewhere where you want to dump that water. Does that sound like it's possible with your yard the way it's configured?
Yeah, no, that's very doable. I didn't know they make stuff like that, so no, that's very doable.
Well, it's kind of like, it's not like you can go to the curtain drain aisle at the local home center. You have to kind of build it yourself. But it's a very common technique called a curtain drain or a footer drain. So take a look at that, and you can find instructions on MoneyPit.com.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laura. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Joseph on the line with an electrical question. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got an older house that was built in the 1940s, and my daughter's nursery, the overhead fan and lights work, but none of the sockets in the room function, and I have no breakers that have tripped.
So somewhere those sockets are disconnected. Now, are you sure the sockets are not connected to a light switch?
I am 99% positive, sir.
There's a seed of a doubt there that perhaps they could be. You know, sometimes the light, outlets are operated by a light switch, but I would say that it's not normal for that to happen in a 1940s house. But what you need to do is this. And when I say you need to do, I think more accurately an electrician needs to do, you got to get into the wiring that's supplying those outlets and try to figure out why it's disconnected. I can't imagine any reason it would have been physically disconnected, which means it's most likely some failure in the wiring of the outlets themselves. But if you open up the outlets, you can see if you have hot wires there and try to figure out at what point they became de-energized, because they are probably wired in series, so the wiring goes from one to the next to the next. And you need to do a little bit more investigation to figure out why that is. But it's really not a do-it-yourself project. I don't want you to make a mistake, and I don't want you to get electrocuted.
Yes, sir. Then I will definitely look at calling in an electrician.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime with your repair, improvement, design, whatever kind of question you've got going on at your Money Pit. We're here to lend a hand 24/7, so give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Just ahead, if you have cracks in plaster walls or even your ceiling, just painting over them is going to solve nothing. And tearing off all that plaster to redo it, that can be time-consuming and not really an economical fix. But there is a way to repair plaster walls, and we're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Where home
solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. We're here to give you some tips, some advice, some ideas, and inspiration to avoid the perspiration when you're taking on those projects. But help yourself first by calling us at 888 Money Pit. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are, or you could always post your questions at moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Deb in Missouri on the line who needs help with a flooring question. How can we help you?
Yes. Well, we replaced our flooring, but we destroyed most of the molding trying to get it off along the mop board. And we're wondering what's the best way to put new on, what would be the best to use. The walls are all plaster. It looked like the nails had been set before the plaster was dried because we had to cut them off.
And so how high up the walls did the molding go? Because usually with plaster walls, the molding is a lot taller than a standard 3.5-inch base molding.
It's 3.5 inches.
It is 3.5 inches?
Yes, but we could go a wee bit higher and still look nice.
Right. Okay. Do you want the molding to be painted or natural?
Well, I don't think we'll ever match the doors. It's all wood, and I don't think we've ever matched that.
Okay, so do you want the molding to be painted then?
Yes, we'll probably go painted, yes, but adhering it to the walls, it's going to be a real pain because of that plaster.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you're going to do it with a combination of trim screws and liquid nails. So you're not going to nail it, okay? What you're going to do is probably the least expensive thing to buy is something called finger joint colonial baseboard molding. It's a very straightforward molding with a little bit of a fluted edge on top. It looks nice. Looks finished. Does the thickness matter? Does it have to be a certain thickness to cover a gap between the wall and the floor?
At least a quarter inch, yes.
Quarter inch? Okay, so all you're going to need is the molding then. Because you could put the molding and then shoe molding over that, which would extend it out to almost an inch. But no, you're going to buy finger joint baseboard molding. Finger joint means it's ready for paint. Now, before you apply it to the walls, I would prime it. So it's a lot easier to paint this molding. In fact, I would prime it and I'd put one finished coat of paint on it. Because it's a lot easier to paint it when it's up on some sawhorses than when it's attached to your house. And then when it comes to installation, you're going to, and you know what, you might want to get a carpenter that knows how to do this because, frankly, it's just a lot easier if you know how to make a corner joint, which is called a coped joint. You do it with a coping saw. But the way you attach it is after it's all cut to fit, you apply some liquid nails to the back of the molding. And then you put in only as many trim screws. And trim screws are kind of like drywall screws, except they have a really tiny head, like a finish nail. But you only put enough of those in to hold it while it's drying. So you're not going to have nearly as many trim screws as you will nails. And it'll be really solid. And the last thing you do is fill those holes and you put one finish coat of paint on and then you're completely done. So by putting the paint on ahead of time, you're halfway there. All you can do is touch it up, fill the holes, one more coat of paint, you're good to go. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Deb, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, long before we had walls made of drywall, plaster was the material of choice for wall and ceiling construction. But often, older homes settle, and that's going to allow cracks to form in that plaster. Now, if you just go ahead and paint over those cracks, you're not going to solve anything. And then if you think about tearing off all of that plaster to redo it, that's going to be time-consuming and expensive. But there is really only one correct way to make repairs to plaster walls that's going to last and look good.
Yeah, so let's just start by describing how plaster walls are constructed. They basically start with, think of it as studs like you would have in a traditional modern wall, except these are very old and beefy studs. And on top of that, they put little strips of wood called lath, or more commonly known as tomato stakes. That's what you would see them as today, right? They're like slats of wood that are nailed all over this studded wall. And then once that's in place, they would basically trowel on wet plaster, and the plaster would sort of get soaked into the lath. It would kind of get behind it. It would hold on to it, and that's how you got this beautiful solid wall, which was great, but let's face it, 100 years later, you get plenty of cracks in there. So how do you fix those without having to tear the whole thing out? Well, there's a bit of a trick of a trade to this, and it starts with something called a plaster adhesive kit. So this is a kit you can order online, and what you want to do is take a masonry bit, and you drill holes on either side of the crack just into the plaster. And the reason you're using a masonry bit is not
because you're drilling through plaster, but because it won't pierce the wood behind it, because you don't want that to happen. You just want this to go in the depth of the plaster, which is probably around an inch. Now, once you do that, you vacuum out those holes, and here's where the kit comes in. They're going to include in that something called a conditioning spray, which is a spray bottle with a nozzle, and you squirt some of the stuff into the hole, you wipe off the excess, and once you do all that, then you're going to apply adhesive that comes in a tube. It's kind of similar to a caulking tube. One squeeze in each hole gets that glue between the plaster and the wood lath that it's separated from. And the last step is to pull the plaster tight against that wood lath using screws and plaster washers, which are like kind of like a fender washer, but it's designed for plaster. So it's a really wide washer with a small hole in it. You put the screw right through the hole you drilled, and then it pulls the plaster, the loose plaster against the lath, and you leave it there for a couple of days so that the glue can dry. Then you take off those washers, and then you go ahead and spackle the holes like you would any other hole, prime it, paint it, you're totally good to go, and it will not ever pull out again. So that's the process for permanently fixing a crack in plaster. Too many people will just sort of tolerate it. Not only can it be ugly, if you have cracked plaster on the ceiling and it separates completely from the lath and falls, it's heavy stuff. It's like a chunk of concrete coming down. So if you've got that loose cracked plaster, take the time to fix it. It's really not hard. It is very much a do-it-yourself project, and you'll be a lot safer and your home will be more attractive as a result.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, as the chilly drafts start to find their way into your house, we're going to have some tips on the best window coverings to help you warm up your windows after this.
You live in a money pit.
You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com, I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit.
The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what is on your fall list this weekend, my friend?
There's so many things I want to do. I definitely still have got to take that pool down and then fix the grass because that yard is an absolute disaster. And I ordered some new bedroom furniture for my older son because with the homeschooling, you know, the hybrid format, and, you know, he kind of needs like a preteen room to do his middle school
work. His own space, right? Yeah.
So we've been going through all of his things. I mean, he has a tremendous amount of nonsense in that room, as every 12-year-old boy probably does. So it's been a lot of cleaning, a lot of organizing. Now I'm prepping the walls. We're going to paint. And I'm even doing, he kind of wants to make like a super cool skateboarder's room, and he wants to do some graffiti. So I found a great image of graffiti art that kind of felt very skateboardy, sort of SoCal. And I had it printed on sticky back vinyl.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to do one wall in this sort of graffiti print. So I've got a few weeks before the furniture arrives, because apparently every person was buying a desk across the country. And so we've been waiting, you know, 2 months.
Now, will you be able to remove that sticky back, very cool skateboard art when he decides that he's outgrown his skateboard?
I do. So when I order it, I get the, you know, it's not the permanent adhesive. It's sort of, it's not a light tack either. You're going to put it up and it's going to stay. It's not going to sort of roll back. But when you want to take it off, it's not going to damage the wall.
Hey, guys, if you're a DIYer or a pro, we've got a fantastic set of products we're giving away today to one listener. It's a set of 6-inch, 12-inch, and 24-inch Jorgensen bar clamps worth $90. These steel bar clamps are seriously strong. They've got cast iron heads, a high-carbon, rust-resistant steel bar, and the sliding head has got fast-acting multiple-disc clutch design, and that means it's easy to put on and put off. It's got a large, easy-grip handle and a swivel pad. It's worth about $90 for all these clamps. This package is going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like that to be you, you got to do one thing. Well, one of two things. You can call us at 888 Money Pit with your home improvement question, 888-666-3974, or you can post your question at moneypit.com. And remember, if we're not in when you call, we'll call you back the next time we are. And all calls that come in over the next week will be eligible for this giveaway. Again, that number is 1-888 Money Pit, or post your question to moneypit.com. That $90 set of Pony Jorgensen clamps going out to one listener drawn at random.
Rob in Washington is on the line and is dealing with some flooding. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I own a 1 acre lot, and I'm surrounded by like 58 acres of greenbelt. And my house sits up in the front of the lot, and I have a cement driveway that runs down into a 1,200 square foot shop. And every time it rains here in Seattle, which is every other day,
and at
daylight savings, we get an extra hour of rain. But I get my shop floods, and I need to know what kind of drain system I can put in front of my shop. That the cement is maybe 14, 16 feet wide.
So basically, Rob, what's happening is the water is running down the cement driveway and into the shop. Is that the main source of the water? What you need to do is to put a culvert across the driveway. So the way that works is you essentially cut the driveway in half. You slice out a gap in the driveway, and it might be 8 or 12 inches wide.
How close to the shop, though?
I would go probably a few feet in front of it. I wouldn't go too far away.
Okay.
Because that just gives you more water, more sidewalk to collect sort of in front of it. So I would go fairly close to it. And then you basically cut the driveway in half, and you drop this culvert in, which is sort of like a U-shaped channel. And then on the opposite end of it, it's attached to a drain line, which would go to a curtain drain. So the water would go down the garage, would fall into this culvert. And you can buy these or order these at building material supply centers that service, you know, masons and people that do more commercial type work. You'll be able to find these pre-made. And the drain tile, the drain pipe would connect to the culvert. So the water would go out to this drain line. And then you go into a curtain drain. So the curtain drain you'd make yourself. And again, on the downside of the property, you'd carve out an area about 12 to 18 inches wide and deep. Fill it with stone. Lay the drain pipe in there. Cover it with more stone. Put some filter cloth and then some topsoil or whatever you're going to cover it with. So essentially, the drainage for this is invisible once it's done. But you're intercepting that runoff down the driveway and running it around the building and into the drain tile. And that pipe that you install there must be perforated. And I would recommend using solid PVC perforated pipe, not the flexible black like landscaping perforated pipe.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Well, with fall comes the start of the season of chilly drafts, right? Well, having good energy-efficient windows can obviously help cut down on those drafts, but for those that sneak through anyhow, your window coverings can also play a role in making you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's right. And here's why. Not only do you feel cold because outside air sneaks in, sometimes what you call a draft is really just caused by convection. As that warm air inside your house hits the cold glass of the window, it's chilled, and then it falls downward, causing what many folks think are drafts.
Now, one of the best solutions is also one of the simplest, and it's cellular shades. As it gets colder, these unique pocketed shades are going to actually help to insulate the home by trapping that frosty air at the window. Now, you can choose between a single, double, or even triple cell to pick the right level of insulation that you need for your window. In the summer, these same shades can actually cut back on the heat that comes into your home by almost half, and that's going to save you money on your cooling costs as well.
And you can also combine the cellular shades with drapes or curtains. That'll give you an even stronger barrier against the cold. And remember, warm sun shines in from the south and the west, so when it comes to adding layers, windows facing north and east should be your priority. Those are going to be the coldest and will likely be the source of most of your discomfort.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime with your home repair or home improvement question right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, one of our loyal listeners has a question about a product and whether it's going to stop water leaking into her basement walls when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Fit is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your fall to-do list? We'd love to hear about it. Call us right now with that question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, we've got a new sweepstakes starting today with RiverbendHome.com. Now, it's called the Beautiful Bath Giveaway, and you can win $3,500 in bath products from brands like American Standard and Growy, and it's all available at RiverbendHome.com.
Enter today on the Money Pit website at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Well, all right. Dave from Michigan posted a question on MoneyPit.com. Now, he writes, would you recommend the product Dry Lock to stop water leaking through cinder block basement walls during heavy rainstorms?
How do I answer this? I would say no and maybe.
Okay.
So here's why. If your basement walls are leaking, Dave, after heavy rain, Dry Lock is only a small part of the solutions. Basements that leak after big rainstorms or even melting snow are doing so because there's something wrong with their outside drainage. Their gutters are clogged. They're discharging too close to the house. The soil around the house is settled in, now tilting sort of towards the foundation. And once that happens, any rainfall or snowbelt is going to soak into that area and end up coming through the walls or up through the basement floor. And Dry Lock is not going to stop that leak. What it really should be used is sort of, I think, the very last step, Leslie. It's going to stop the normal soil humidity from getting through.
Right. So like the condensation and stuff.
Yeah. And the concrete wall, I mean, the cinder block walls are very absorptive. They're hydroscopic. So you do get moisture that will just naturally so wick its way in. But if you get a lot of water, it's not going to stop a huge flood. Your house is never going to float, no matter how much of that stuff, you know, you put on. You got to fix the drainage problems first. Maybe even add a dehumidifier to that space. And then the last thing you might want to do is paint the walls with Dry Lock. That will stop, as we said, some of that humidity from forming. But it's not the one-step solution to solving wet basement.
All right. I hope that helps you. Now, we've got another post here from Brandy who writes, are all wood cabinets worth the extra cost compared to wood fronts and MDF for the box?
Well, I think the answer is it depends. You can get a very good quality cabinet with an MDF, which stands for medium density fiberboard, for boxes that can last actually a long time. Your best bet, I think, Brandy, is to shop the cabinet quality over the materials. I wouldn't discount cabinets just because the box is MDF. There are lots of different types, all with their own price points. You know, custom cabinets are going to be really expensive, but semi-custom are good for more discriminating tastes and deeper pockets. You can get any style, configuration, or finish as long as it's in the manufacturer's catalog. And listen, there's nothing wrong with stock cabinets today. They are fantastic for tight budgets. There are more styles and colors available than ever before. You get them quickly. The box stores have them. IKEA has great cabinets. I've got some IKEA cabinets in my office. They've been in there for over a decade. And they're beautiful and they're solid. They're not going to wear out. So I think that you shouldn't be looking so much about whether or not it's MDF in terms of construction. Just find the cabinet you want and go from there.
All right, Brandy, good luck with that project. It sounds like your kitchen is going to get a well-needed makeover for the holiday season.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're so glad that you have. We're here 24/7 to help you with your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas. If you need some ideas or inspiration, you can get those by calling us at 888 Money Pit, or please visit our website at moneypit.com. For today, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. In Muskegon, Michigan this afternoon, President Trump said the Democratic Party is lurched to the left.
This election will decide whether we preserve our magnificent heritage or whether we allow far-left radicals to wipe it all away. That's not going to happen.
Meanwhile, the president said the change has really not been for the better.
Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, has made a corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control of his party over to the hardcore militant left. You know that. You see that every day. The Democrat Party you once knew no longer exists, right?
Earlier this week, the president said Americans should not feel hesitant to call upon God to defeat the coronavirus.
Speaking in North Carolina Thursday, the president had just publicly extended best wishes to campaign staffers of Senator Kamala Harris, who had recently tested positive for coronavirus. He pointed heavenward and said, "We need greater help."
Masks, no masks, everything, you can do all you want, but you know, you still need help from the boss.
And the president made his reference more specific to the delight of gathered supporters.
Somebody said to me the other day, "You're the most famous person in the world by far." I said, "No, I'm not. No, I'm not." They said, "Yes, you are." I said, "No." They said, "Who's more famous?" I said, "Jesus Christ."
George Bonzani reporting.
Movie theaters in New York State can reopen beginning next Friday with restrictions in place on audience size and other precautions in place. However, Broadway theaters in New York City will not be included. They will remain dark. And Governor Cuomo says counties must have a positivity rate below 2% on a 14-day average and have no cluster zones in order to qualify. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
French officials say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Moscow-born Chechen refugee.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun, which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Scam artists are taking notice as American voters face an especially polarized November election.
The FBI, the Better Business Bureau, and cybersecurity experts have warned of new and increasingly sophisticated online fraud schemes tied to the U.S. presidential election and pivotal Senate races. They say scammers are posing as fundraisers, PACs, and pollsters, impersonating candidates and campaigns, and launching fake voter registration drives. It's not votes thereafter, but to steal personal and financial information from voters. The chief security officer at one digital security firm says the scripts vary, but psychologically these scams play to our desire to do something, to get involved, to donate, to take action. Patrick Foss reporting.
A new sculpture honoring military women and military working dogs unveiled outside Arlington National Cemetery today. The Women's Memorial is the only major national memorial honoring all women who've defended America throughout its history. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
Fall is the best time to plant. Cooler evenings and warmer soil makes a super combination for growing. What a great time it is to plant. Goldleaf Nursery's fall sale is on now. Take 30, 40, and 50% off ground covers, shrubs, and trees. The fall sale is going on now at Goldleaf Nursery. You don't want to miss the savings. Goldleaf Nursery, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't miss the fall sale going on now at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products and Riverbend Home. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope you guys are enjoying this beautiful fall weekend. I'm so inspired by the beautiful weather and the trees that are starting to change color. And it really wants me to take on projects outside the house. Even if I don't have one, I tend to go out there and make one. Just because I want to get her done, you know. So if you've got a project you'd like to do or one that you're planning for maybe the holiday season ahead, give us a call because we would love to help. You can reach us through the website at MoneyPit.com or by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on this show, if you're a home improvement weekend warrior, we've got tips on some all-in weekend projects that you might want to tackle. They're so easy on your schedule. You can fit them in after your Saturday morning coffee and still have enough time for a leisurely dinner on Sunday.
And fall is a great time to get your lawn, garden, and landscape ready for winter and a quick comeback when it becomes spring. But to do that, you really need great quality tools. We're going to introduce you to a line of cordless products, including blowers and even chainsaws, that are affordable and truly work just as well as the gas-powered tools without all the hassles of dealing with maintenance and the smelly gas.
And if you want to give your walls a new look, we can have some tips on wall coverings that can add interest and color to your decor.
And we've got a new sweepstakes going on now with the folks at RiverbendHome.com. It's called the Beautiful Bathroom Giveaway, and we're giving away $3,500 in bath products from brands like American Standard and Growy, all available at RiverbendHome.com. Check out the giveaway at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are your
your fall project plans. What would you like to get done? Give us a call at 888 Money Pit or post your questions to MoneyPit.com. If you do, you'll get the answers. Plus, we've got a set of 6-inch, 12-inch, and 24-inch steel bar clamps from our friends at Pony Jorgensen worth $90 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Give us a call right now at 1-888 Money Pit.
John in Minnesota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a sauna in my basement that I have to transfer over to a shower.
Okay, you want to convert it to a shower?
Yes, and I'm wondering what I could put on those walls to dress it up, like some paneling or panels, or do I have to use tile?
Okay, well, first of all, before we talk about what you're going to put on the walls, how are you going to drain this? Is there a drain below the floor?
Yes, I have a cement floor, and there's a drain right in the middle of the room there, yes.
Now, do you know if that drain is connected to the plumbing system of the house, or is it just a basic floor drain that perhaps goes outside somewhere?
It is hooked up to the my sewer system.
All right, terrific. Well, that's the hardest part. That's solved. So now it just becomes sort of a decor question for you. And you say that this was a sauna at some point in time?
Yes.
So I guess the sky's the limit here. I mean, what do you like? Do you like tile? Do you like solid surfacing materials like Corian? I mean, you can pretty much do anything at this point. You're going to start with the floor. And you're definitely going to put tile on the floor, I would think, and replace that drain with a cover that's built into the tile base. And then from there, you're going to build it up. So you could do really anything you want to do at this point. You could put tile on those walls. You could put solid surfacing materials on those walls. You know, or if you want to keep it funky, you could leave them as a wood. You could leave it as wood. I'm presuming it's probably cedar or some other type of moisture-resistant material.
Well, the walls are that clay tile.
Oh, the walls are clay tile? So then it has to be covered, yeah. So then the right thing to do here, if it's basically sort of a raw surface right now, is you're going to need to put in a shower pan to start with and then build up the bathroom from there. Now, if you've already got walls that are sort of creating this, how big is the space that the sauna was in now?
8x8.
Okay, do you want an 8x8 shower? You want it to be a pretty much a drive-in shower there? That's a pretty big shower. Do you want it to be that big?
Well, I was going to probably have like 80% of it the shower. I wanted to put a double two-headed shower, or one on the, have a rain shower on top and one coming out the side, and then the other.
Yeah, like a car wash.
Yeah, exactly. Then the other part, just kind of a drying area.
So, John, this sauna area, this 8x8 area, this is made of the terracotta clay tile?
Yes.
And I think you can glue ceramic tile right to that with a good quality tile adhesive, as long as it's fairly flat. Because the tile's not going to bend. But if it's a flat surface, you should be able to adhere the tile right to it, since it's already a water-resistant back, and pretty much go up from there. Now, the floor have to build up a shower pan there so you get good drainage down to the hole in the floor, so to speak. But once you get that established, I think you could adhere ceramic tile right to those terracotta walls and go right from there. Now, make sure that you have ventilation in that space, you have an exhaust fan, of course, do all your plumbing ahead of time, and the last thing you'll do is lay those tile walls in. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
All right, John, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, we've got Esther on the line from South Dakota with a gutter question. How can we help you today?
Well, we need to replace our rain gutters, but our shingles on our dearly beloved old house are Portland cement shingles. And the first three people that are the first three companies that I've talked to about replacing rain gutters, they would tell me how simple it is to just lift up the asphalt shingles and put the strapping in underneath it and fasten it. And I think, okay, asphalt is flexible, but I think the cement shingles might crack. So how do I find someone who knows how about preserving the shingles and putting up new rain gutters?
Well, I think there are a number of ways to install gutters. You can put straps that go up under the asphalt shingles, but they can also be attached directly. So what you're going to want to do is attach those gutters directly to the fascia. And instead of using nails, you're going to want to use gutter screws. They're very long lag bolts, lightweight, thin lag bolts. Usually they have a hex head on them. And the nice thing about these gutter bolts, so to speak, is that once you put them in, they don't pull out.
Sometimes the nails, the gutter spikes that they use will pull out, but these gutter screws will not pull out. So you just need to use a different fastening system. Have you physically had somebody at the house that saw this configuration, or are they just kind of telling you this on the phone?
No, we had just moved to the area, and I was just going down the yellow pages, you know, trying to get it.
Well, once they get to your house, they're going to figure out the best ways to attach the gutter. But rest assured, there's a number of ways to do this, and no, you don't have to take your shingles apart. And by the way, as long as those shingles, those roof shingles, look good, then there's no reason to replace them. You know, the cementitious roof shingles are very durable. The reason that most people replace them is they tend to grow a lot of algae and moss, and they can look nasty after a while. But if they're still looking decent and it's not leaking, then you're good to go.
Yep, we're good. And there's a whole pile of, or a little pallet, probably 200 or 300 of them down in the basement. So.
Oh, boy. So you are good to go.
Storm, we should have some shingles.
Yeah. All right, Esther, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We want to give you a hand with whatever it is you're working on, whether it's design, decor, total construction, renovation, plumbing, heating, whatever you are working on, we're here to give a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, we've got 3 all-in-one weekend projects that are so easy on your schedule, you can fit them in between Saturday morning coffee and Sunday dinner. It's all coming up after this.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. 3 lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Kevin O'Connor, host of This Old House on PBS. From floorboards to shingles, you're tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show with Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you doing this beautiful fall day? We hope you are home and enjoying the great weather. If you're tackling a project or see a project that needs to get done, or you're staring up at a leak stain on a ceiling or a roof shingle that's loose, or, you know, maybe a little bit of rotted wood, or you want to think about maybe updating your kitchen or your bath, all great topics. We are your coaches, your advisors. We're here to inspire you, to give you some tips on how to get these projects done as simply and quickly and efficiently as possible. But you got to help yourself first. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, you know that fall is really a great time to refresh your bathroom or your kitchen at home, because the holidays are coming and people are going to spend a lot more time at home and maybe in your home. So that makes investing in those hardest working rooms of the house perfect sense.
Yep, and that's one reason that we launched a new sweepstakes with RiverbendHome.com. It's called the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes, and RiverbendHome.com has partnered with American Standard and Browe, amazing brands, to provide $3,500 worth of bath products, including beautiful fixtures and faucets and lots more.
Now, a beautiful bath should be everything that you want. It should be gorgeously designed, but also sustainable, environmentally friendly. Whatever you are looking for, you can totally create, whether it's a quick bathroom DIY or a major investment in a luxury bath makeover. You know, American Standard and Growy all have quality products for every single style and every price range.
So enter today the Riverbend Home Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. You can enter at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
David in Delaware is on the line with an HVAC conundrum. What is going on at your money pit?
I've been in this house for 29 years. I was the original owner, and I live in a two-story house. And on the second story, I've always had two rooms that were too hot in the summertime and too cold in the wintertime. So the first thing I did to the whole house was replace all the windows. It didn't help it. 3 years ago, I replaced my heat pump and got a bigger unit. Helped it out a little bit, but not a whole lot. And then after I got my solar panels, the guys came in and did a leak test on my house. And they said the house is good and tight, but the guy said that most of your cold air return is being sucked up in the basement. So I've got some big-time leaks down there. So after looking around down there, the guy also clued me into that my cold air return ducts they used, or they did back in the day, your studs going up through the walls and the rafters in the basement.
Right. They used that as the duct itself. They basically used the stud bay as the duct.
So where I found my problem to be is the main trunk of the cold air return. They just kind of cut a great big hole in it, and then they raise the trunk up to the floor joist. Well, I've got gaping holes up where the trunk does not hit the joist. And that's like on four different joists that I need to try to seal that up. And it's in a bad spot to get to. And I was wondering, do you have any ideas?
So, yeah, first of all, duct sealing itself and leaky ducts are responsible for probably more energy loss than almost anything else in a forced air system. Now, there's a number of ways that you can attack this. You can do it sort of structurally and mechanically, where you try to get to every one of these ducts and try to repair it so it doesn't have the leaks. Or you can do it with a product called AeroSeal. AeroSeal is a product that's sprayed into the duct system and basically sticks to the inside of the ducts, completely sealing them. And it's designed to basically look for the gaps and then build up where the air is escaping in those gaps, and makes the entire system much more efficient. There's a great video on this on thisoldhouse.com. If you Google This Old House and AeroSeal, AeroSeal, you'll find that video, and you can kind of understand the whole story. But basically, once it's applied, it completely seals both the return and supply ducts, and it might be just the ticket that you need to get this house working again. Because you're right, if you don't have proper air returns, you know, heating and cooling systems work not by just dumping cold air or warm air into the room. They work by recirculating air because it takes many passes of that air through the room to get it to the temperature that you want it to be. And if they're full of holes, it's just not going to work right. So take a look at AeroSeal. I think that might be the solution to your problem.
And on your online thing, it'll show how to apply it and how to do it?
It's professionally applied. It's not a do-it-yourself project. It requires special tools. Yeah. And you're better off doing it that way. This way you know that it's done right and all of those gaps are sealed. But I think it'll make a big difference.
I appreciate your help.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd love to take on home improvements over the weekend, you know that some of them can take a month of weekends to get done, but but others can be very easily knocked out in a day or two. So here's a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit in between Saturday morning coffee and Sunday dinner.
All right, first up, paint your tub or your tub surround. Now, we owe a lot to our tubs, good hygiene for one, so there's no reason you shouldn't give it a little TLC. The problem is that most tubs get so grungy over time that no amount of scrubbing will make them shine. Now, tile and tub refinishing kits may be the answer. They contain everything you need to repaint ceramic, porcelain, and fiberglass steel or even acrylic tubs and surrounds. But while the finish won't last as long as a new tub, it doesn't cost anything near the same kind of money, so it'll give you a chance to refresh the bathrooms look in just a single weekend.
Now, another project you can take on in a weekend is remodeling your fireplace. They really are the focal point of your den or your living room, so they deserve attention, especially when it comes to decor. Now, revamping a fireplace doesn't have to mean springing for an expensive replacement. You can top it off with crown molding, you can refinish it with peel-and-stick stone facade, or even something as simple as repainting the surfaces. These are all great ways to breathe fresh life into that old hearth. Just remember, if you want to make that painting decision, you got to think carefully, because once you paint any sort of stone or brick, it's very difficult to come back from that. So think about how you can make that natural stone or brick work with your new decor ideas.
And finally, you can make a beautiful do-it-yourself outdoor fire pit. You know, fire pits are fun, and the stuff autumn memories are made of, they're not too hard to build yourself either. We've got links to project plans on moneypit.com.
Diane in South Dakota is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we've had a problem with trying to put some wood flooring down on our floor. And okay. When they delivered the wood and they went to lay it down, they said that our floor was not flat. We had some ridges or bumps on it.
Yep.
And that they could not put the flooring on because it would pop up and wouldn't hold.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to rectify that.
So what type of subfloor do you have that they were trying to put this new flooring on top of? Is it plywood?
It's plywood, yes.
Yeah, sure. A good flooring installer would know this. I'm surprised they didn't tell you what had to happen, but there's a couple of things you can do. There's a carpentry solution, and a carpentry solution may involve, it depends on how far out of whack it is. I mean, they're right. These new flooring products, they have a certain range that they're designed to work within, and if your floor is out of level above that range, then certainly you could have adhesion problems. So there's the carpentry solution might involve working on the floor joists to actually get them to lay down. Sometimes you get a joist that is crowned and sort of rises up. There is actually a way to go into the basement, cut that beam in half, put a new solid beam next to it, and bring it down. And that will help it lay down and eliminate that bump. So that's a carpentry solution. And the other solution you can use is to apply what's called a floor leveling compound. Now, this is a liquid, very thick compound that gets poured onto the floor, and then it's self-leveling. It'll level, and it'll keep everything nice and flat. And that takes up the dips and the rises in that floor and gives you a very flat surface to work on. Probably not a do-it-yourself project, something I would have somebody do that has some experience with it, because it's got to be done right. And once that dries, the new floor can be laid right on top of it. So there's a carpentry solution, and then there's the floor leveling compound, which is designed exactly for situations like this.
Okay, I actually think that we'd probably have to go the carpenter route, because I asked them about that product. I said, isn't there some kind of a leveling product that you could pour on the floor, and they said it wouldn't work in this situation.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why. They probably should be giving you more information on that. And sometimes when a contractor says it won't work, what they mean to say, that's what comes out of their mouth. But what they're saying is, I do it.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't want to do it. Don't take that to heart. It may be that it can, in fact, be done. You just don't have the right person involved yet, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling me back.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Here's a quick tip that's perfect for this cooler weather. You know those ceiling fans that you've probably had off and collecting dust since Labor Day? Well, those same fans that keep you cool all summer can actually warm you up in the winter if you know what to do with them. Just look for that small reversing switch. It's going to be on the side of the fan motor.
Yeah, and by reversing the direction of the ceiling fan and running them on the slowest speed, you'll actually push that wasted heat that collects near the ceiling downward into your room.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
It is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall is a great time to get your lawn, garden, and landscape ready for winter and a quick comeback come next spring. But if you're dreading having to dig out tools that are loud and noisy and need gasoline to run, we've got a much better solution for you to consider.
Yup, for me, it's cordless all the way. I mean, the power and efficiency are there, and there's no more hassles starting them up, keeping the fuel fresh, and storing them for the winter. And the brand that I've used exclusively is Greenworks, which is why I've invited Mark Sewell to join us. Mark is the director of marketing, and he's got a very successful history of recognizing the value of new technologies and bringing those products to consumers. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
So it's been a long, hot, and blistering summer. I think this last couple of months, people kind of get a bit sleepy. But now's the time to kind of wake up and get to work. There's a lot of things that have to be done now, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the leaves are going to be changing, falling off the trees. Going to need to pick those up, blow them into piles, and trim the trees, trim the hedges, get everything ready for winter. A lot to do.
Now, cordless technology has obviously been around for a number of years, Mark, but I think only in the last few, I would say, has it really advanced to the point where there's really nothing you can't do with a well-designed cordless machine, whether it's a lawnmower, a blower, or a chainsaw. The battery technology is there. The brushless motor technology is there. And you guys have pulled it all together into some really attractive and very powerful equipment. So talk to me about that journey and how this has changed. I think a lot of folks still think of battery-powered tools as not being the same, but it's really not the case anymore.
Yeah, you're right. And about, you know, 5-10 years ago when NiCad switched to lithium, you know, the technology, it got better, but it wasn't enough to equal gas power, right? So, you know, now with the evolution of the lithium and the cells along with the brushless motors, you know, it's giving you the equal power, equal runtime to that of a gas unit, regardless if it's a blower, a trimmer, a chainsaw, and even a mower. You know, mowers are the biggest up-and-coming category for outdoor power equipment, and battery is taking share away from gas, and the technology is just going to keep getting better and better.
And you know what? I feel like the battery technology has made this type of tool more accessible for me because I always have a hard time starting a gas mower and maintaining a gas mower, really just maintaining all of those gas tools. It's really overwhelming and a little intimidating. So the battery power has just truly opened up a whole avenue of yard maintenance that I just wasn't doing.
You're absolutely correct. Besides getting rid of the oil and the gas and mixing it and the fumes and the mess, the non-intimidating factor with just putting the battery in and pushing a button, it makes it so much better. Not to mention the maintenance on all these gas-powered tools. Every year you pull the tool out of the shed or the garage and you can't get it started. So then you have to spend extra money getting it maintained, getting it tuned up. In battery, you don't have to do any of that.
You guys really have been battery from day one, which really has made you the experts in that space. What do you think has driven your growth?
We were lucky enough to be early adopters and really inventors of outdoor power equipment based on battery. So that's all we know. You know, we don't know gas engines. We don't want to deal with them. Our name is Greenworks, right? So we're green. We're electric or battery only. And we've been like that since day one. And that just gave us the knowledge for the last 15, 20 years of our company. Just focusing in on battery technology, that gives us that bigger level of expertise and bigger level of innovation, and it shows in our products.
It's also a much more environmentally friendly technology. In fact, you guys were recently declared the official power equipment manufacturer for Earth Day, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a great partnership. We intend to keep this for years to come. Sustainability is not something that we just talk about. It's something that we practice within the company, you know, from factories overseas and domestically, having solar panels on the roofs, recycling programs. We really try to do what we speak and set an example in the industry and for the rest of the country.
We're talking to Mark Sewell. He's the director of marketing for Greenworks Tools. Mark, I want to ask you about a couple of your products that are some favorites of mine. First up, the cordless electric leaf blower. Now, a leaf blower is a fall standard, right? That's when people think about it and get rid of those leaves quickly and efficiently. We all hate to wake up to the sound of gas-powered leaf blowers, which are so loud and annoying, especially early in the morning. These leaf blowers today are incredibly powerful, and I personally have found many uses for leaf blowers beyond just blowing leaves. I keep mine in my shop. I have kind of a pretty nicely decked out shop, which is like the size of a 2.5-car garage. And I got to tell you, almost every day when I'm working in there, I open up the garage doors and I grab my Greenworks cordless leaf blower and I blow out all the sawdust and anything else that's kind of showed up across the day. So it's kind of a fun tool to have for a lot of different uses.
Funny you say. First time I brought the blower home, put it in the garage, and my wife hasn't let me use it since. Continuously, every day she goes out, she blows the garage, she blows the driveway, she blows the patio. She likes it so much, I'm going to have to get another one just for myself.
Hey, I was coming home from the gym the other day, and I saw a guy that apparently had rented a Ryder truck and a Ryder pickup. Maybe he was moving some stuff, and that guy took a leaf blower, and he was blowing out the pickup truck. Not the back, the cab, to get it cleaned out to bring it back. So there's a lot of things you can use this tool for. Now, you guys have a new model coming out now that delivers 130 miles per hour. That's a huge amount of power. And the feature I like on it the most is the turbo button, because when you need a little extra power, you just punch that turbo button, and man, away it goes.
Yeah, especially when you have early mornings when there's a little bit of wetness on the ground, things that get stuck in the water, it just takes it up with ease. The new blower has tons of power, and that turbo boost button, to your point, just gives you that extra little giddy up.
And that runs on a 60-volt lithium-ion battery, as does the Greenworks Gen 2 cordless electric chainsaw. Now, here's something that I think folks never would have imagined in their wildest dreams you would be able to do with battery power. I've got the 18-inch chainsaw, and I absolutely love it, especially when, you know, there's something small that needs to be done. I don't have to get out my gas-powered chainsaw and go through all the steps to get that thing going. I could just grab the 60-volt model, pop in the battery with the Greenworks electric chainsaw, and off we go. And that said, we had a big storm here a couple of months back, and I did need to do some pretty serious work with it. And I got to tell you, I was out there for probably an hour and a half on the single charge, trimming up a tree that had fallen.
The new battery technology, like we talked about earlier, it makes these tools last and run for a lot longer than before. To your point, with the new 18-inch chainsaw, you know, a lot of people, they do chainsaw work twice, three times a year. So it's really great to bring that out, put the battery in, push the button, and bam, you're away, ready to go, where if you have a gas chainsaw, that thing might not start up at all. You'd be in quite a quandary.
Now, there's another product I want to ask you about, Marcus. I think it kind of took me by surprise in terms of its popularity. I knew it was an important product. It's not one that I would have used personally had I not seen your version of it, but I'm talking about the 300-watt battery-operated power inverter. Now, for those that don't know what a power inverter is, you know, you all know that we've got to power our phones and we want to charge them, right? And if you want to start an electric light or something else or a small tool, you got to be able to plug it into an outlet. Well, if you don't have an outlet, you can use this inverter to take a 60-volt Greenworks battery and turn it into a 300-watt AC power outlet. So that can power TVs and speakers and lights and a whole lot more. This is something that I think was surprising in terms of its capability, and I think a lot of folks have reacted very positively to it. What are you hearing from the users of the power inverter?
we're hearing rave reviews. You know, you're used to getting and walking around with a little portable cell phone charger. Well, this is a bigger unit, but not only does it charge cell phones, it could charge, you know, your laptops, your iPads. It's got a 120-volt plug that you can plug a TV, your laptop. A lot of people, they love it because when they go camping, they could plug in anything they want. They can plug in a TV at tailgates. Even when there's storms, people could just pop in the battery when they don't have power, and they can get, you know, charge their cell phone for tons and tons of time. So it comes in very, very handy. And it's one of those things that before I didn't know what it was either. And once I found out and realized that we're going to be producing this, it's just a lifesaver. I use it more often than not.
I feel like you and your team over at Greenworks are always coming up with something new. So what's on the horizon for next spring?
Next spring is going to be very, very, very interesting for us and for our consumers. We not only are coming out with, again, a brand new line of 60-volt tools that are all interchangeable with one battery, but we are coming out with an electric zero-turn mower.
Wow.
That is going to revolutionize the industry, not only from the standpoint that it's going to be geared for the residential customer, but the way that it works is going to be off those 60-volt batteries.
Wow.
So you're going to be able to use not only the 60-volt batteries that come with the zero-turn, but be able to pop those batteries out and put them into your handheld equipment. You really are going to have a solution for the entire yard, from residential people to light commercial. It's going to be quite the innovative feature of the year.
That's pretty exciting. Mark Sewell, the Director of Marketing for Greenworks Tools, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. If you'd like to learn more and check out the Greenworks products, you can go to greenworkstools.com, or you can also visit lowes.com/greenworks. That's lowes.com/greenworks. Mark, thanks again for all the good work you guys are doing down there in North Carolina.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Coming up, tips to add color and pop to your decor. We're going to share some sources on the best wall coverings, which you guys know I love, next.
Live in a money pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs. And that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com. I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard,
if your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Leslie, if you had half a day, what one project would you do around your house?
Oh, geez, in a half a day?
Yeah, half a day.
Oh,
hey, three hours-ish.
I want to paint my front door, but I'll settle for the front door sill plate.
All right, there you go. Yeah, because you can leave the door open because the weather's beautiful while it dries.
And hold the dog on the leash so the dog doesn't run away. Yeah.
What is the one project you guys would like to get done? Give us a call right now. We'll help you get through it. 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, if you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, we have got a fantastic set of products we're giving away to one listener today from our friends at Pony Jorgensen. They're a set of bar clamps worth $90. These bar clamps are seriously strong. They've got cast iron heads and a high carbon steel rust-resistant bar, and they've got large, easy-grip handles and swivel pads. You're going to love them. You'll find lots of uses for them. They're available in a wide variety of sizes. They're great for DIYers and pros, and they'll be great for you if you call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, wall coverings can have a big impact on a room's decor scheme, both in design and, if you're not careful, your wallet. Well, fortunately, affordable products are making it easier than ever to achieve professional results on a DIY budget.
Now, when you're looking at wallpaper, it's smart to choose the best quality paper you can afford and then use it sparingly. Consider, for example, just papering a powder room or a focal wall in the family room, or you can use wallpaper inside squares that are trimmed out with molding in a dining room. Paper the bottom half of the walls under a chair rail. You get the idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's really so much you can do, and wall murals are really making a big comeback. And when I say a wall mural, I'm not meaning like, ooh, a pastoral scene. You can go to iStock or any other photo sharing website and pick out an image and buy the rights to it, which are very affordable. And then you get a super high resolution image, which you can then send to a variety of sources to have printed on a sticky back vinyl. And you can have it be permanent adhesive, or you can have, you know, repositionable. And then you can go ahead and use that as a wall cover. You do have to be careful, though, because, you know, if you go the permanent adhesive, it's you get it on there and it's there. But get the repositionable. You can take your time, lay it out. You want a squeegee, a foam roller. Sometimes people use that. And measure it up and put it right on the wall. And it's gorgeous and easy.
You know that if you're doing it for your kids, they're going to grow out of whatever design you choose.
Exactly.
Right? At the beginning of the, when it's first done, it's amazing. And then it's like, oh my God, this is so childish in just a few short years. So I think the removable is a smart way to go because stuff changes.
Very easily it does. Give us a call anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or home improvement question. Coming up, the floor is one of the largest blank surfaces in your home, and it deserves as much, if not more, attention than any other surface. We're going to have tips to help you let the room choose the floor after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we have a new sweepstakes starting today with RiverbendHome.com. It's called the Beautiful Bath Giveaway, and you can win $3,500 in bath products from brands like American Standard and Growy, all available at RiverbendHome.com.
We've got a question now from Carrie in New York, who says we currently have an old electric stove and we're not sure if we should add a gas line or put in a gas stove. Would there be a good return on investment, or are electric stoves now more energy efficient? Short answer, no. I don't think they're more efficient. I think putting in a gas line, if it's available, is smart. And most utility companies will agree to put in the line at a low to no cost if you promise to install one appliance. Even a gas grill outside, put in that one appliance, stove, a dryer, a grill, and they'll do the install of the line to your house for free.
All right, Carrie, good luck with that. It sounds like you're getting a new kitchen for the holidays.
Well, the floor is one of the biggest blank surfaces in your home, and it deserves as much attention, if not more, than pretty much any other surface. Leslie's got some tips to help you choose your best floors in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
When it comes to flooring, I like to let the room choose the flooring type because each space has different needs. I'm not saying let the space be like, oh, I want this color. I'm saying let the space tell you I need this kind of surface to do the best job for you. So if you're talking about a foyer or an entryway to your home, you need something there that's super durable. I'm talking tile or laminate or even a commercial grade hardwood if you've got to have the real deal. You know, you walk in the door, your shoes are bringing in dirt, and that's going to act like sandpaper and then ruin that flooring. So here your floor is your line of defense. You want to have a durable, cleanable floor surface, and don't wear your shoes all around the house. Give your family a spot right there when they walk in to take off their shoes and then mosey on through the rest of the house. Now, in general, a living room or a dining room can have any kind of flooring from a hardwood to a laminate. You're generally going to see less traffic in those spaces, and most flooring can hold up there. If kids and pets are in the mix, you want to choose something that's more durable and more easily cleanable. You can go with an engineered hardwood or an even a laminate there. Now, if you're talking about a bathroom or a basement, tile is really going going to be the best choice, because you're going to see a lot of water in those spaces, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, things sort of get wet. So you want durability and water resistance. That is key. And laminates or tile are really the only way you can go for those spots. Now, lastly, your kitchen. Here again, you've got the chance of water, so you have to think carefully. Engineered hardwood, laminate, tile, cork, all great choices. Now, I really like the idea of a cork floor in a kitchen space because it's softer underfoot, and you tend to be standing a lot in your kitchen space, and harder floors are just harder on your feet and your legs. So you want to have something softer, and if you're going to go with a harder surface, get one of those mats to help you sort of absorb just the, you know, the weight and the nonsense that goes on with your legs that really just gives you a hard time. This way your kitchen's going to work for you. So whatever you pick, know that today's manufacturing and milling have created a bounty of materials that you can choose from. There really is a match for every space.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, it's fireplace season. And one of the topics we get asked about most during this time of year is chimney cleaning. Can it be done safely and efficiently? And can it be done without you getting ripped off by a fraudulent contractor? We'll answer that and more on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.